You're listening to a
Flawless Noises
Media Network production.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ratchet Ramblers podcast. I'm happy to be back. Fuck Georgia Power. Shout out to my co-host and friends for holding it down while a nigga was incapacitated for 6 goddamn hours. But I am back. Y'all know who I am. Hopefully y'all enjoy me. Honestly, I'm just here to support Candace and Adrian at this point. But I'm joined by my friends and my co-hosts.
What's up, everybody? It's Candace, not so newlywed PC on all social media, aka stop going out sad behind married men's. They liars. They lie, baby. That's all they do is lie. The M in married man stand for liar.
So you got to turn the I sideways.
Something. Make an L somewhere.
Right. Well, see, you put a slant in.
We are joined also by our favorite legal resident, Adrian. Hey, girl.
Hey, this is Adrian, aka Bonnet of Scampowerment. I know it's set up for a scampowerment career when I see it. But good job, sis. I'm glad you're healing.
I thought we was talking about Hewless P. Newton. We're talking about Derrick Jackson's ex-wife, Danae. Danae is on a...
Yeah, well, his wife, they're not divorced.
She is on a Revamp My Image tour, and I don't have a problem with it. I certainly have seen women like her before, you know, and that man got with her and he played on every insecurity that she exposed to him. Instead of creating a safe space where she could work on those insecurities and be a better version of herself, he saw those insecurities and he used all type of get out of jail free cards with her insecurities. He played on them and he treated her really fucking awful. And I don't want to say that religious people are all like this, but we see a lot more very nasty religious people than reverse, honestly. So much of the nastiness that we see, especially aimed at women, is rooted in Christianity. It is. But I'm going to tell you what, I hope you becoming a healed bitch because you're not a real bitch. Because it ain't no way I would have been sitting up studying no fucking sex tapes and sex videos and reading no text messages when I would have been getting my back fucked out. So yes, hopefully you are on the road to being a healed bitch, but you will never ever be able to claim being a real bitch because it ain't no way that motherfucker should have felt comfortable playing in your face like that. And I ain't talking about doing him no harm. You ain't got to bust up his shit. All you would have had to do is get some dick, some real good dick, some real long dick. Somebody who eat fingers, toes, and booty holes. Baby, he would have walked in that house and saw me getting my ass ate.
X videos like this post.
If you ain't never gave that man ever hole, or definitely liked it. If that man ain't never put it in your butt, he would have walked in and I would have had a dick in my butt. For sure. I definitely would have. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying. I would have got under some new dick. I would have been a 3-hole quickie champion. Because that nigga would have been in our house putting it in every hole I got. It just is what it is. But I'm glad you're healing, but I can't take no advice from you. You stupid. That's the other part. You're not a real bitch and you a stupid bitch. Because you didn't try to hex every fucking body who told you that man was a fucking dog. And you didn't put curses on motherfuckers and you ain't walked that back yet. You need to apologize. Because ain't nobody did you nothing but that nigga.
I mean, but in fairness, after she put the curse out on those who were bringing harm to her marriage and speaking ill of her marriage, he did file for divorce. So it might have worked.
It's just not a reverse blessing.
No, I'm serious. She put the prayer out there and I think it worked because he divorced her. I mean, he filed for divorce after.
Hey, you know, sometimes it works in mysterious ways. You know, it is what it is.
But she wasn't talking about his dumb looking ass. She was putting that out on people on social media who was saying, girl, get help. Run.
Stand
get
up.
Away from that man. Just, you know, again, for me, with this cheating shit, especially when men go out and cheat, he ain't give a fuck what he brought back home to y'all household. If them sex tapes was as spicy and saucy as you say they was, I bet you it wasn't no condom involved.
Glenn liked this post.
And you were still laying down with him. So I hope you've been properly tested and have had a full STD panel. And I hope you continue to heal, but you don't need to be nobody's motivational speaker. You really need to go actually do the work and heal. Because that man had you down at rock bottom watching him fuck other women. And instead of saying, he giving these bitches good dick, but not me, let me go give me some good dick, you started practicing the moves. And that still didn't keep him. So I don't know who dick not good or who pussy not pussy in. But somewhere along the line, y'all was both fucking and was like, mm-mm. But you look better. You took off that bonnet. And now you got on a fedora of a favor in every picture I see of you. Pretty soon you're going to be entering your Nate Dogg years in a derby.
All right. Let's move on.
Time to go. First show.
Okay. No, before we go there, though, British. Let me say this. Ooh. I talked about this on the wind down because it's making national news. British Williams from Basketball Wives has pled guilty to 15 felonies, including defrauding a social security number, wire fraud, some tax related shit. As a whole, she's facing 75 years in jail. And while we may joke that she's an idiot and a bozo, and rarely do I feel bad for scammers, honestly, but the proposed punishment is not fitting a crime. When motherfuckers who stormed the Capitol will not face anything near 75 years. Like, they're trying to make an example out of her. All in the name of capitalism, because she didn't pay some taxes and took some PPP money. I'm going to be honest. I'm one of them people. I do not care when people defraud the government. I'm not going to take a chance on the shit, because it'll be just my luck. They'll lock me up the next fucking day. But as a whole, the government don't really do much for people like they claim they do for people. So if you can get your big one off on the government, kudos to you. But I think 75 years is absolutely excessive, especially for the little amount of money she made off with. And that's what makes her stupid, in my opinion, too, because you are facing all of this. And it wasn't even millions and millions of dollars that she defrauded and got a hold to. I feel like when I read the article, the cash value was like maybe $500,000. So 500K. You facing 75 years in jail for $500,000. Mm. And you probably don't have shit to show for it. Mm. What, some designer bags and shoes? Mm. Maybe, if they didn't seize it.
A designer anklet?
I certainly hope that she does not have to sit down for 75 years. But I just need y'all not to be playing them type of stupid games with the government. But that's a lot of time when rapists get far less time in jail. What's the one, the white boy name that's in Ohio? Brock? Brock what? Brock something?
Brock Lesnar. Oh, not Brock Lesnar. No. I know who you're talking about.
You know, the swimmer.
Brock Turner. Yes. There you go. Yes.
Brock Turner didn't even do a year in jail. It was proven he raped a woman. So no, I don't feel like British should be facing 75 years in jail for less than $1 million. This is some make an example out of that black bitch type of situation, because white folks get away with far more in this country. And I'm not saying that black people should get away with the type of shit white people get away with. I'm just saying 75 years for some money that you're going to make her pay back is pretty excessive.
Agreed.
I'm sure. But also
you stupid,
because they're
go ahead, Adrian.
That too. No, I was just saying, I'm sure she probably won't get the 75. That's probably the maximum that she could have gotten, because I can't see.
Yeah, that was the max.
Guilty.
Yeah, that's
for
the max.
75 years to be on the table.
Her lawyer had to tell her you'll be doing it most.
She'll probably
this.
Get probation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. But
maybe
I just
a year or two and then probation.
Yeah, definitely. I just honestly think, oh my god, why did my kid slam the door like that? Is she okay? but no, I'm just like, what? I just feel like even that being the maximum amount is so outlandish. But like you said, I don't think she'll do anything close to 75 years in jail. Hopefully it's been worked out. She's going to pay restitution. She has a child to see grow up. And I know people, she should have thought about that before she started, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and like, even if she should have thought about that before she did it, she still don't deserve 75 years in jail.
And it's money. I mean, I hate to say it like that, it's money.
It's money, because the orange idiot is still walking free. Russell Simmons still free. Mm. Timbaland's still free. I could think of a lot of other people who should be doing 75 years in jail over British, over some goddamn PPP money that a lot of people got and ain't gonna never pay back. So fuck what you talk about. Okay. Okay. We ready to get into the show's couples retreat. Couples retreat. First of all, I do like this show. I feel like every iteration of it has gotten better. I just don't have it for Fat Boy and Tiana, but I about hollered when that Tony nigga said, I could look at you right now and tell you I don't trust you either.
Right. Like, I know a sneaky ass nigga when I see him. Game recognized game.
Absolutely. That man is not being faithful to that girl, even in and out. And we could just call it a thing. And one of the things about that 15 minutes of social media fame is niggas gonna try to get as much pussy as they can while the clock is ticking.
Yep.
At some point, I want the theme of this season to be to the women to choose your fucking self. Kendra, choose yourself. Maybe you didn't choose yourself at first. Maybe you thought that's what you wanted. Choose your fucking self now. Make the theme of this show that you can wake up and choose yourself when you get good and fucking ready. Because honestly, sometimes you're not ready to choose yourself when you absolutely should. And it might take a minute. But one of the things that I hate about society is there's no period of grace for women when they wake up one day and just be like, I'm not dealing with this shit no more. I'm good. I'm done. I'm out of here. Would it have been nice if Kendra chose herself before she married Jock? Absolutely. Preferable, honestly. Saved herself a lot of heartache. But she could still do it now. If you don't think you'll ever be able to get over the public humiliation and embarrassment that Jock has brought to your doorstep, there is no reason for you to stay married to him. Why? What's the point? And I'm glad the body language expert said it too. How long you gonna make him suffer? Because you're making yourself suffer in the process. What you want us to do with this, Miss Mamas? I don't know.
I feel like she wants to leave and she is over this shit, but part of her feels like she's too invested now.
She's absolutely too invested. And people will be like, well, what was the point of getting married if you was just gonna leave over some shit that happened before y'all got married and blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, again, we have said the same thing to Kendra, but we could be honest, you can't dictate how and when people's forgiveness, if ever, shows up. Maybe she thought she would be able to forgive him. Maybe she didn't anticipate the media going this hard at her, because let's be honest, this is not the love and hip hop of days past. It's not nearly as exciting and it doesn't hold nearly as much weight as it once did when it comes to reality TV. So maybe she didn't think the public scrutiny was going to be as bad as it was. But now that you see, if it's not something you could get over, you need to go. Call it a day. Same thing with Tiana. If you believe that he's always going to be in some bitch's DMs, then you need to leave too. I don't know what they want us to do with that information.
Make content on the show.
I know Jalen need to leave Fallon ass.
Yes.
And they are fighting the hardest to stay together. And I don't understand why. She don't like him. And oh my God, they've reiterated it as a man of being a 23-year-old man. If I was a 23-year-old woman right now and I'm with a partner and I'm being tasked with bringing in the financial support for 8 people, including myself, I'm not going to be able to be with you. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to be with you. I am not carrying that type of burden.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why this is going to be so problematic, but fuck it. I don't understand why they together and also why they own this show. Like, she don't like you as, she don't respect you as a person. Why are you, like, you got to grow some balls and be like, she don't respect me as a person. Why am I here?
Also, why do she feel like she can put that type of pressure on you taking care of her family?
Because he allowing it.
Because like, men in the past have done it. Fallon doesn't know how to relate to men other than transactionally.
And you got kids with Simon. Where's the money at? Simon, the millionaire. Him and Portia had 32 weddings.
I would, you answered your own question. That's where the money at with Portia.
I'm so sorry. You have multiple children with a millionaire, and you've got this man breaking his neck to take care of eight people.
Because I can guarantee you she's probably still trying to maintain the lifestyle that she had with Simon, and Jalen's not there. He's 23. Like, maybe at 30, 40, he will be where Simon is, but he's 23.
Yeah.
His brain is fully
developed. Like, I don't think we talk enough about how predatory their situation even is. Because when it came to B, he was barely out of his teens. According, if we look at the timeline, shit, when did Simon and Portia get together? What, 2020, 2021?
2021.
Talking about they've been friends for years. He was barely fucking legal. He's a fucking child mentally.
But yeah, I mean, Fallon is, I'm sorry, Jeremy. Fallon is kind of at the age where when you're playing the game and moving in relationships the way that she moves, she's at the age where either she's going to have to go super older or she's going to have to do younger.
Yeah.
I wish she'd done younger. I mean, older. Because now this man he can't figure out his shit because he's responsible for some adults that's probably older than him.
I wouldn't even say probably.
How old is Fallon's sisters that he being tasked with taking care of?
I'm not sure. I don't think they ever said the age. I don't believe.
But even if they aren't older than him, those are her sisters. So, I mean, it's a difference when, okay, I'm a man coming to a woman that has children from a prior relationship. That's kind of a no-brainer. It is what it is. But if we're talking sisters, unless you're the guardian of your sisters, some other grown folks got to get out here and make something shake. You got to do some club appearances or something, boo. Like, I can't do that. And it's unfair for her to try to make him do that because at 23, he can't do it. Like, we're just going to be honest. At 23, he can't do it.
Yeah. The fact that he even trying at 23.
It's admirable. Because I don't know if it would be your girl at 23. 23, 23, a dude and coming in. The three, I don't know if it could have been me at 23. Mm-hmm. Shit, I don't know if it could be me now. I'm gonna be real.
I was about to say.
I would have never taken on that type of pressure, and I would have never had a baby with her. Yeah. I would have never had any children with her. That girl is wherever the finish line for being healed at. She is way at the start.
But see, that's how you
even begun. She hadn't even begun to do the work to be a better version of herself. She bringing up Portia and fucking Simon, and the receipts line up that she was fucking Jalen before her and Simon called it quits.
Yeah.
Like no accountability. And I think that's the one thing that's really holding them back is being able to tell that truth. Because right now she's still spinning it as if Portia and Simon betrayed her, but Simon's receipts definitely painted the picture that Jalen and Fallon was more than friendly before her and Simon called it quits. It seems like Simon was doing him and she was doing her.
But
she don't want to lose the sympathy factor.
Yeah. But back to your point about Jalen, Candace, that even shows like he's 23 and he's not fully developed because, you know, as all of us said, we couldn't do that shit at 23, not even now. But the fact that he's even trying, like, he ain't got there yet. And she definitely taking advantage of that because she, to Adrian's point earlier, she still wants to maintain that lifestyle that she had with Simon.
Yeah.
And that ain't how that worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talking about she's at a starting line. Shawty haven't even arrived to the stadium to run the race. let's start there.
She ain't even got in the car.
Let's start there. She's still on the trauma bus outside of the stadium. Like, she hasn't even come up to the blocks yet. And I really want that from her. But the only way she's really going to get that is not being in partnership with the man in any type of way.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I be honest? Jill did something to Apollo because he was super fine before he went in, and he looked like a mitten now. He just looked like a knitted mitten. Like, he is so unfine on this show.
Unfine is hilarious.
Yeah, he is so unfine on this show. Like, in his Real Housewife days, he was hella fine. He ain't nothing to talk about on this show. Maybe it's the beard. It looked weird.
No, and that, I think.
And that wife is her neck big as shit. God damn, that must be how your neck look when you be holding your phone from all them prison calls to the side of your ear, your shoulder and shit. That must be the exercise you get when you keep the phone between your ear and your shoulder. Her neck is just very big, and I like her. But she claims she speaks up for herself, but he is very controlling and manipulative, which it tracks. Yeah. He was married to Phaedra.
Uh-huh.
They were two manipulators in the same boat.
Scammers of a chick.
And in jail, you just become better at manipulating.
Yeah. Yep. Because the body language lady called it. She was like, I could tell by the way you're sitting, you just want to try to be composed and have control mm-hmm. over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lie was told.
Points were indeed made.
Indeed. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this Breezy bitch. Like, why are they here? I'm so sorry. If they're not willing to be honest about their issues, I need AJ to send them packing. Bring in another couple. Because these motherfuckers is really arguing about smoking cigarettes. It's something bigger that they covering up.
It is. And that's why they don't want AJ really talking to her, because their girlfriend is the weak link. Like, if you give her just the amount of right questions in the right circumstance, she's going to crack open what's really going on.
Yep.
Yep.
Something weird about Breezy. It's like she got on a mask. Like, this a whole facade. I hope AJ keep digging and force them to tell their truth. There's something's not tracking with their relationship.
The milk is not clean.
It's not. It's not. The strap is not clean.
What a visceral reaction to that. I'm sorry.
Right now, that might be the show title. The strap's gone bad.
Yeah. The strap is gone bad. That is the show title. That's the one. Yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
Ooh, I know that rubber smell crazy down there. Shit.
Rubber to the road, I tell you what.
Y'all are horrible. Y'all are horrible.
Okay, let's move on. Because me and Cass
about to go down a dark hole. I can see.
God, boy.
We'll be here all day. Let's move on.
Imagine that motherfucker smell like onions. Good God. You need to put some of that Lumi on it. That all body part. They sell the shit at Target. Ugh. Okay. Let's move on. Ugh. Ooh, motherfucker, pull that strap out. It got lint on it.
Lint rollers will never be the same, I tell you what.
Just got, ugh. Woo. Okay.
All right, let's move on. We had enough fun for one segment.
Atlanta, Real Housewives. Speaking of getting a strap, this episode was boring. And if I'm not mistaken, when me and Adrian recorded Monday, we might have talked about it already.
Did we? I think
we did, because I watched this shit before we recorded. Like, I watched it Monday, like while I was home and I was teleworking. And so I think we discussed it when we recorded Monday, but we could run back a few good points. Marlo, what you want us to do with this? Like, ma'am, did the nephew die?
Not the nephew died.
Her nephew died? Oh, yes. He did die?
Yes, he was killed.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he was killed, Teddy. He was killed, Teddy.
Okay. Well, that puts a lot of things in perspective for me. Well, rest in peace, I guess.
I guess. All right.
Because what was we supposed to do with that meltdown? It had nothing to do with her.
Oh, God.
She made it about herself. It was really fucking weird.
You're not wrong. It's just funny.
Well, how she tried to spin it was, okay, the nephew that got killed used to work at Candy's restaurant. So that's how she, that's the reach that she's making with this situation.
Man, what is we supposed to do with this? Did he get shot in the OLG?
No, his roommate killed him.
I almost said something. Well, fuck it. Candy's an order brought us. Not old.
The views expressed by Jeremy are his views and his views alone.
No, I'm not getting down on the hill, y'all.
No. If I'm a bust open hill, it's gonna be on my own accord.
Well, you have to get down there, first of all. That's the but listen, no, I'm just saying, what was we supposed to do with that? God. Like, again, you are going hard as a motherfucker to try to have something to say about Candy. And I just do not understand. You are so envious of that lady that you would even bring up your deceased nephew working at OLG like he got shot in there. He ain't did shit in there but get hypertension from eating the food in there. Like, girl, Marlo, have a stadium of seats, please, bitch. Like, first of all. Next, while we here, we said it and it bears repeating. Candy, you've never made your mama respect your man. What do you think why would she have to respect him now? What incentive does she have to respect him? She ain't never respected him before. And now Ty's daughter getting angry. Because your mama is constantly speaking down on this man and she don't listen to. Because if all Ty do is spin up Candy money, what the fuck do you do?
Spin up Ty. That's the reason she don't like him. Because that is the only reason Mama Joyce has a problem with Ty. The only reason.
Like, it's so weird. As we said Monday, we joke a lot. I joke a lot about them restaurants because Candy has no desire to be a restaurateur and we know it. Yeah. She turned Ty to loose and whoever else to loose to open up these restaurants, but her heart is never really in it. It's just a quick return on an investment. Because her name is tied to it. And that's the only reason she do it. Because her seafood and steakhouses around there getting shut down because they keeping the lobster tails too motherfucking warm, wasting money. But when it comes to other ventures Candy and Todd are partaking in, they're yielding fantastic results down to Emmy and Tony nominations and all other kind of shit. And I'm sure Todd has had a hand in it. Todd is a TV producer and Todd has probably had a hand in production in other ways before he finally got his break at being a part of TV production. So I just, like Adrian said, I don't like the narrative that Todd don't do shit and Todd don't bring or add value to their marriage. And we don't truly know their finances, but at the very least, we know that he has been very supportive to the detriment of parts of their marriage, getting to be home together and spend time together. He's always been very supportive of Candy's ventures in Hollywood, both when she was doing The Shy, these plays, and so on and so forth. So I just really don't like that narrative that he leeches off of her, because while she's doing all these big high-powered, business deals, who you think be with them kids? Yeah. It ain't Riley grown ass.
I mean, we can be honest. The only reason that the narrative is Todd leeches off of Candy is because she makes more money than him. That's literally the only reason.
Who other than a really big name in the industry is Candy gonna get with and they make as much money as her, if not more? Aside from a huge athlete or another musician.
Or like some businessman, but can't be like who she like and she's with who she loves and who she wants to be with. And Todd, from what has been presented, he is very supportive of Candy. When they met, he was already at the Bravo level of producing. You don't think with a few more years and being able to focus on being producing, he couldn't be producing something completely different? He couldn't be producing a set of shows like Carlos King is doing or something. Like, so I just don't like it. she at this point, it's got to be, hey, you can feel how you want to feel about Todd, but if you want to go out here and speak down on him on in public, I hope those public appearances are going to pay you to keep up the lifestyle, because it won't be from this money anymore. So you make that choice. You can go. I'm not going to tell you what you can go and talk about in public, but if you go and talk about Todd in a disparaging way in public and my marriage, I'm not paying for your stuff anymore. So hopefully those Bravo cons and little other appearances can supplement that income, because I'm not going to do it. Yeah. And her mama going to be mad and she'll be pissy, but Mama Joyce will be quiet. Mama Joyce ain't no fool.
Yeah. Mama Joyce is much like Wombat Wanda. Act the way they want to act, because they ain't never had nobody come and say, you either going to behave like this, or these will be the repercussions of that behavior. Because enough is a fucking enough. Stop putting it. And the thing is, you don't even have to like Todd, but every time you speak down on Todd, you put a target on your daughter back.
Mm-hmm. And quick question, what did Mama Joyce do in life?
She raised Candy. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Okay. And I'm not diminishing that, because Candy is a talented woman. But I'm just saying, like, Candy has been rich, that lady has not done shit. The last venture she's been a part of is OLG, and it's just her face on there. She probably ain't even back there cooking. Them old ass bitches she called a mama and auntie is not back there cooking.
So are you allowed, because her thing is Todd met Candy, and now he's just using all of her money and not doing anything. So if you give birth to someone who goes on to get riches, is that all you have to do then?
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's just my question. Like, besides the fact that you gave Candy life, and I'm not diminishing that, because that's a really big thing. Y'all both have been blessed enough to have Candy in y'all lives to be able to help y'all out financially. What is the problem?
I think the
problem is that Mama Joyce wants that. The aspect of patriarchy that we don't talk about is class. And Mama Joyce wants that class part of it, where Candy can be like, oh, my husband is this, and he is this elevated status because he does that. And with Todd,
my husband is a producer with Bravo.
And she don't value that. Right. I agree with you, Asia, but see, Mama Joyce don't value that type of shit.
And what was Mama Joyce's husband's profession?
Do we even know? Not even being funny. I don't even think we know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know very much about Candy's mama, except the fact that she birthed Candy, I guess. That's really all I got for.
I was just wondering what her husband's profession was.
None. Fucking and ducking.
Is she married? Is Mama Joyce?
She used to be.
Okay.
Well, speaking of, the good sis Candace be performing down. I'll give her that. And I'm not upset that she bought Drew on a hum.
It's hilarious.
It's just like, okay, you are a fellow housewife of a different franchise. You know how slick and shady these women are. Why you ain't perform, let her come up here and do a verse at least? Because they were shading down with they shady boots asses. And I don't like Sonya. I don't like Sanya. I don't care how to be. I don't like her. We have been called it. She need to be off this fucking show because she's a loser. And I stand by that. I stand by it. But Drew was up there like, uh-oh. And then she was like, thank you, everybody.
But they were certainly
shady as fuck. Well, not really having too much to show for their own accomplishments, with the exception of Candy. And yes, Sonya, you're an Olympian and shit, but like, I don't know. Aside from getting bullied by your family, I don't know why you always got so much to say.
I would reiterate what I've said since she got on the show. Like, you an Olympic gold medalist. Why the fuck are you here?
Because she need to check.
Yeah, Olympics only every 4 years.
Points were made. Points were made.
Shit.
Points were indeed made.
And even still, we commented on this, but the ghetto comment, Candy bring the ghetto people out.
Nasty word.
given very much Republican, given very much, you know, trigger words like jogger and shit like that, given very much you're a liar and you're passive aggressive and you can't say shit with your chest and you tried to walk it back. Come on, I'm from the hood too. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. You really not.
Niggas from the hood wouldn't have said no shit like that.
They wouldn't have. They wouldn't have.
Or she might be, but she's fighting so hard to separate herself from it that you still do.
That also could be true.
I was like, this is a lot. I don't want to talk about that at all. I do. I'm not siding with Sheree because y'all know how I feel about Martell bald headed ass. But I feel like you need to mind your boundaries and how you approach them, because getting into a heated debate with the person Sheree is dating, regardless of who it is, I need you to exercise some decorum, because you didn't have people talking to Mark like that when he was coming around, and motherfuckers was saying Mark wasn't shit and you refused to believe it. So I need you to mind your business and navigate that divorce that we're not being allowed to have a look at. Kenya's being very, very extra, very, very messy with everybody's shit while hiding the ins and outs of that very messy fucking divorce where Mark is trying to rob her for every fucking thing she has.
You know, I respect Sheree wanting the girls to respect the business.
Me too. Me too.
Because Lord knows that ain't no damn relationship. But listen,
not a relationship.
Get your coins. And I respected the business. I too would be like, listen, this is a money move. Respect that, please. Thank you so very much.
And since we here,
Segway Jones.
The streets are saying Arianne and Martell just had another baby together, a daughter, which is why she haven't been going live and shit.
Because
she the queen. She is the queen of going live.
Love Adrian's like, I hope she.
I really hope not.
The streets are saying Martell just had another baby with Arianne. Okay, that's what the streets are saying. I don't know if the streets telling the truth. Now,
sometimes the streets do be lying.
Sometimes the streets lie.
Is the streets the corner of Arianne and Curry or what?
Yeah,
that was good.
The streets is definitely saying she ain't posted shit since May the 4th. Ain't been live or nothing. We talking about a chick who has consistently gone live.
Oh, I'm putting stuff together, because her last lives, and I want to say it may have been beginning of this year, the end of last year, people will always talk about how her face was
getting fat. They were saying her face was getting fat. In the last live she did, they kept saying her face was fat. She looked to have gained some weight.
Ooh, and her and Sir Sheree mean. Ooh. Ooh. So could that be why? Because streets are saying him and Sheree aren't together anymore. You think that could be why?
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is
I'm on Arianne's thing, and the last thing she posted something from November 16th, November 21st. Then she posted something on May 4th. Like maybe she had, you know, but you don't never know how old. You don't know how old the picture actually really is when somebody posts it. Sometimes, you know, you just take pictures and you keep them in a tuck, and then you just randomly feel like posting it. So I don't know when this actual picture was taken, but prior to that, she hadn't posted shit since November of 2022. And everything she got on, she purposely was covering up her belly. So you never know.
I mean, if she is, then Martell will actually have a damn storyline on Love and Marriage.
Mm-mm, don't bring her on. I don't care how many kids she has. I don't care how many kids she has. I don't.
I respect the consistency, Adrian. You have been firm anti.
There is nothing that Arianne could do that would make me want to see her on Love and Marriage. There is absolutely nothing. High key, Mariah Carey register key, want Mel off the show so she can take Martell off the show. Because without Mel, he ain't really got shit else.
This is not untrue.
But I don't want that girl on my TV.
Oh, I for sure do. No, for sure do. Yep, tag her in.
Fuck it. Not tag her into the chaos.
Yeah, tag her in. Tag her into the chaos. Cause that's a key component they keep trying to sweep around and go around. And I'm with her. Like, y'all keep making money off my likeness, especially Martell. Mail payer does, but Martell is constantly moving and shaking about. And when he is interested in engaging her, he does. And then till he finds a new business deal, i.e. a charade. And that shit didn't even shake and move like he thought it would. He would have been better off showcasing this girl pregnant again, especially because she's of the mind that since her and Martell are not committed and exclusive, she can't get mad at the shit he do. But see, I happen to think that's a bullshit ass lie. That girl want Martell exclusively. And I would love to see her tears on TV about the fact that he don't want shit to do with her after her being his side piece for all them years.
Mm-mm. Oh my God. I'll take it on the live. She gonna do the live on YouTube. So
no, I want it on my TV. I don't give a fuck about no YouTube. I want her on a TV. I want her in 4K. Because this man loved that girl. And the only thing that's stopping him from being with her is embarrassment, because he's a coward. Because he don't want to be tasked, especially after he made fun of Maurice about it for turning his side chick into his wife. But he keep doubling back. He keep hitting.
He doesn't really want to be with Ariane because she has nothing to offer. I don't want to say nothing to offer him, because that might be harsh, because I don't know that girl. She can't elevate him.
She Martell don't have the connections that Mel once had.
The Mel, Sheree, he wants a mover and a shaker like that. And because she has been so wrapped up in Martell, she hasn't been able to establish a lane to move and shake in. So she'll never be that.
I wouldn't even call Sheree a full mover and shaker, because she got more liens on that goddamn house from not paying her bills and shit. Like, that whole goddamn She by Sheree, the company is defunct. Ain't that NAN order get sent out? So, I mean, it was mutually beneficial for standing.
Yeah,
it like was mutually beneficial for the both of them. But as a whole, nobody can do for him what Mel did for him. Yeah. Not in Huntsville, at least.
No. Yeah. Like we ain't saying Sheree, you know, out here like really moving shit, but like compared to Ariane, she absolutely is.
Well, we don't know Ariana's story, because I never cared to. I've never watched any of the, like, I've seen bits and pieces of interviews. But if she's going to be a key component and continue to be, Carlos King is playing in our face by not giving us 100% of these people's realities. That's my problem with him. As we get into Love and Marriage Huntsville, he will speak up about anything related to Bravo and Housewives and their TV shows and whose storyline is doing what, but we have not gotten truly authentic storylines from this cast in several seasons now.
Carlos reminds me of an ex-lover.
Yeah, he is stalker. And Andy pays him dust.
Absolutely.
He is fixated on Housewives of Atlanta, but here we are getting word on the curb that one of the main cast members on your show just had another baby with his former mistress. It's all kind of lawsuits going on with Scope and Tisha and them. We ain't hearing about it. Y'all keep trying to make Kiki doing coke in the bathroom the big story. We don't give a fuck about Kiki doing prescription drugs. No, I was gonna say, I do want to say that Kimmy, you played yourself. You did. I'm so sorry. If Monster was a madame, like if Maurice's son was, if this was a daughter he had, domestic work would be high up on that fucking priority list, and you cannot tell me otherwise. Her knowing how to cook, clean, and serve a man would be on that fucking list of 20 items.
Why does it seem like Maurice is always trying to farm out raising of Monster? Because what is this boot camp about?
I don't even know what the boot camp is about.
You can't get up at 5, 6 and work out with him, check in with him about his priorities and his goals and how he can reach those goals. It just seems like he farms out the parenting aspects of it. And if you're going to farm it out, why you couldn't farm out a cleaner then?
if we have that problem with them, why we can't farm out a cleaner then?
I'm confused at what life skills you think he should have, because basic life skills include being able to clean up after yourself, being able to sustain yourself and feed yourself, you know, keeping your space tidy and shit like that. Like, what basic life skills are you giving? Because you always talking about empowerment this and empowerment that, but if you want to empower people, having basic life skills matters.
Because he want Monster to end up on Martha's Vineyard.
Black excellence.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm glad that y'all picking up what I was putting down.
Slack excellence is what it's given. Because I'm just very sorry. As a teenager, I had chores. And as an adult, I can say that I do a pretty good job, even with two kids and me and Mike, maintaining our home, because we have basic skill sets.
True. Y'all also not weirdo, so there's also that.
I don't know. And a part of me don't feel sorry for Kimmy, because we saw this coming a mile away. This not the first conversation about Monster's refusal to contribute to the household by doing what's asked of him.
Yeah, this has been a thing for what, at least two seasons now? At least, if not more.
Yeah. And I can't,
before he even came.
Yeah, I can't see myself putting up with this when I got a grown-ass son that I don't have to clean up after. Like, you just really got me fucked up. My son grown, gone, got his own home. And I'm sitting around here with my own health issues, and I'm having to tell your son to pick his dirty clothes up and wash the dishes, take the trash out. I thought that was base-level shit of chores. Nobody asking you to wash the walls and shit, but you can certainly help clean up after dinner. You certainly should be vacuuming and sweeping the floor. Your room should certainly be cleaned, in your bathroom. Y'all be raising lawless kids and don't like the results. That's why he vaping in the motherfucking bathroom. He got too much time. If the motherfucking cleaning chemicals was making him woozy, he wouldn't have time for all of that. I see you ain't never had the battle pine saw. Shit. Like, I just don't agree with none of that. I'm sorry. And I do believe in gentle parenting, even though a lot of these times these kids is not gentle kids, but whatever. However, you should contribute to your household.
I mean, that ain't even a referendum on gentle parenting. This is just like basic shit you should teach your kid.
Yeah. Like they should contribute to their home.
Yeah. Cause like the other thing that people like when, you know, feel me as an adult, you know, Twitter talks about, you know, trust the shit on gentle parenting. It's like, that doesn't mean like not have discipline and structure.
Yeah.
And that's what should be going on here. Like, you should have discipline and structure, like just as a parent of like, hey, don't have you, chores are not what it shouldn't be a gender thing, and you should just like clean up after your goddamn
it
self.
Should
like,
not it, be a gender thing.
It's like, it this is basic shit, you know what I'm saying? And like the fact that Maurice is like actively, like you said, like he'll agree, you know, with Kimmy, but then not enforce like none of that shit. And it's like, well, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause like saying one thing, agreeing with her, but then also not enforcing it, nigga, that ain't doing shit
at all. And then trying to paint her out to be the bad guy. Well, make sure you do this or make sure you do that. You don't want Kimmy to be mad at you. What? Nigga, your son should just be contributing to the household where he laid his head at.
Exactly. Period.
And I don't even know if it's a contribution to ask somebody to clean up behind themselves. Again, basic life skills.
Basic shit.
So.
But I think it's clear Maurice really don't want to be a parent for real.
It's like, send that boy back to his mama.
Pretty much.
You don't have the time and the energy and the capacity to be a present parent, and you want to task everybody else with the job. Send that boy back to Kiowa and let's call it a fucking day. Cause he was vaping in the school bathroom on your clock. So let's see what she could have going on her clock. Fucking little nigga named Monster. Act like he can't take out the trash. You got me fucked up. Tell you what.
And for some people that's so black excellence, why are y'all still calling that 14-year-old boy Monster?
That's how he lead a house. Like a fucking monster been there, obviously. Shit.
Smelling like one.
Oh my God, I know it'd be smelling crazy in that room. 32 plates. We gotta walk some back. We said that Mel is very weird when she distances herself from people and is pretty passive aggressive, but her discernment has not failed her yet. And we got to be honest about that. Mel's discernment has not steered her wrong yet, because Tiffany and Big Boogers, they're giving me passive aggressively shady. And I just thought it was weird to carry back the fact that at some point in time, Mel purchased the book Sheree put out and went to the book signing. And it just felt like Tiffany was trying to paint Mel is like some type of Sheree flunky, and you know, oh, Sheree is fucking Martell now, and Mel used to be a fan of hers, and it's not that deep.
Okay, I wanted to ask y'all this, because correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the knowledge that Sheree and Mel like used to be friends or at least cool, wasn't that common knowledge anyway? Or am I tripping?
I thought it was common knowledge. It was common knowledge that they had some, they may have run in a similar circle, because again, when Mel is not filming, she lives in Atlanta. So maybe, you know, they know some of the same people. It don't seem like the social circle is that big amongst these reality TV people. So maybe that's it, but it's just really...
Okay, I'm glad. Cause like, I guess my point is like, why is this like, I guess like, why was Storm trying to make this a big thing? Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was common knowledge they were at least cordial or cool any damn way. So, like, this isn't some breaking revelation. So, why are we here? I guess it right. was my point.
Right.
Like, I could be talking about something else.
Right. I just do not know. I will say, though, I'm glad Martell called Tiffany out for that shit she did. Because... And then to lie, that again, this is my issue with Tiffany. She messy, but she can't stand up in her mess. You absolutely asked Ray, do you think her pussy was so good that it would keep Martell from trying to get back with Mel and all type of weird shit? You were asking her those questions. And the fact that she can't stand up in it and be honest is fucking weird. Like, mind your business. I'm still trying to figure out if Mel is so much your girl. Why was you at this magazine shit to begin with? You straddling the fucking fence, trying to keep mess going.
Because you don't have no storyline outside of that. Because I'm sorry, but nobody cares that you're pregnant with Lurch Baby.
And again, y'all are doing everything but giving us a glimpse into how y'all really getting ready for this baby. We have only ever seen Tiffany when she's being fucking messy and meddling in other people's marriages and business and relationships. While not wanting to remove that cloak of invisibility from her own fucking marriage that's failing.
You know how
you and Lurch don't even look like y'all be intimate. Like you was probably so fucking glad when that pregnancy test came back positive, so you could finally stop fucking his ass.
Okay, so listen, I'm gonna say something real problematic that's been holding on to my spirit, and I was waiting till we recorded to say. Do y'all think that Lurch? That's Lurch, baby. Cause I mean
Tiffany is a cheater, so
I mean,
cause
some not curling all the way over.
Well, something was. I don't believe something was curled. At least not by him. Is what a back wasn't curled. I'll tell you that. You know what?
Cause didn't they kind of touch on that? Not that in particular, like cheating or anything, but her like always being like at the office or something. Yeah, I feel like this has come up before. Okay,
and it's come up that he felt like she wasn't fucking him enough.
Yeah,
that was last season.
Yep, they were not intimate like he wanted to be. Which I mean, she didn't. It come to the revelation like she's still really in love with her old niggas. she just didn't want to be broke with him.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's nasty work there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's why her and Lurch can't have no nasty work, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And I appreciate it when he was like, you know what, I'm not about to continue having this conversation with you. I'm gonna give your husband a call.
Do you know how fucked up you gotta be for fucking Marceau of all people to be like, what kind of human does that? And I agree with him.
It just wasn't her place at all. And
but I feel like she's maybe, doing the
go ahead, maybe Karen. I was gonna say maybe Martell and Lewis hang out a lot more, but he doesn't. But Martell doesn't seem to have like some type of grand rapport with Tiffany. So that told me all I needed to know, which again, you really stuck your nose somewhere it didn't belong. So
I think him and I think him and Martell and Lewis, I think they are really cool. But him and Tiffany is kind of like just cordial. Like you my homeboy's wife, and that's about it.
That's really all it's given.
Yeah.
That's really all it's given, truly. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Bell Collective and what else? What's the other one, y'all? Bell Collective and Black Ink LA. Man, I got some for nails, weird ass, but stay tuned. We'll be back after the break. We are back. We are back. We are back. Thank you for joining us after the break. Let's get into where y'all want to go. Y'all want to go Mississippi or y'all want to go to LA?
I feel like we should say Mississippi for last.
Okay, let's get on over here to Black Ink, Black Ink LA, which thank you for broadening this series up, because Compton would not have been enough, especially when KP and Tim are fucking weird. However, I absolutely agree about Polo putting out that type of music and also trying to be a part of the shop when they are explicitly. I feel like that is the one thing KP has been adamant about when it comes to his shop, is that they will not play into the violence that plagues Compton. It is a neutral space. It is for love, it's for art, it's for family. Family used loosely because you motherfuckers stay arguing. But it is right. It's not that type of time. Shit Polo was rapping about.
Yeah. That's the one thing I will give KP. I'll give him that.
And I guess, you know, maybe this coming from a place of privilege, consider I've never been, you know, arrested, let alone done any jail time. But I feel like for Polo, it seems counterproductive to be going in that headspace to make music, because you're basically pushing away everything and everybody you love because of it. So if you gotta go back into that space to find your creative juices, is it worth it? Because, and then like getting mad, like, oh, I can't believe y'all think this about me, this, that, and the third. Like, bro, putting a verse in the chat or putting a song in the chat and you talking about killing somebody, what should people think about that? What did you want them to do with that?
Not only that, but in addition to that, especially with people who you know that's not what type of time they are, is the other part of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, but like, if you want to be on that type of time, you got to be around niggas that's also on that type of time. And they ain't on that. So it's like, you played yourself. Like, you can't be mad at them for not being with this when you know they not with this. So like, it ain't like they jumped you with, you know, ambush you with new information. You know this, they never been about that. So what did you think you was going to gain?
Yeah. Now, I do feel like KP and Tim come across as cowards a lot of time. Like, they send other people in to do their bid and their dirty work instead of speaking up. And my thing with KP is, you keep saying everybody like your little brother. You saying Polo like a brother, you Ink like a brother to you. But every time it comes down to it, you allow Tim to step in and totally fuck the situation off because he don't know how to talk to people and treat people. Because the white dude went and talked to Polo and the conversation went good. Tim went and talked to him and the shit went left. Well, I don't know what he is. He not black.
He not?
The dude that went and talked to him? Yeah, he not black at all. He might be some type of Mexican or he might be Latino, but he ain't a nigga for sure.
Go ahead.
He needs to be in whatever position he got Tim in, because he knows how to talk to the artist better.
Yeah, I mean, that's been...
And always has.
Yeah, I was going to say, and always has. Like, he has been one of, if not the sole voice of reason, since Compton's inception, and it just and I think me and Candace have had this opinion, and now you see Adrian. I don't know why he don't have a bigger role, because Tim has we've said this, Tim is the issue. Well, one of the issues.
Yeah.
Well, this season, he seems to be the issue, because even KP seems to be trying to do better with how he's talking to people, how he's making decisions for his shop. So to be trying to do better. Tim is just always...
Still Tim.
Right. And I'm not saying get rid of your boy, but maybe he don't need to be in a human resources. Maybe you need to move him somewhere else. Maybe he's promotions and he's putting up flyers and doing social media posts and stuff. Maybe he's doing that, but his HR role is not good.
It's not good.
Because every time he addresses it, it goes so far left so quickly, and it don't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. That nail girl in Enigma, she's gonna rub me raw. She's gaslighting shit. And to me, what's worse than somebody being an enemy is them being a friend, but feeding you poor advice, like she's doing Nessie. Because she was singing a different tune when they had that meeting. Talk about, I told Nessie don't do that, and you wasn't telling Nessie shit. You encouraged Nessie to go over there and start talking to Lemire. So for her to be up in that meeting trying to spin it totally different, that was really whack to me. And I was glad her teammates got on her ass. Like, no, don't tell nobody shut the fuck up on behalf of us. We ain't got shit to do with this. And you ain't even had no business encouraging Nessie to go over there in no business setting, talking that yin yang. If she wanted to have that conversation, it should have been privately after the event was over.
Yep.
So just sitting there watching her lie to Cat face really bothered me. I don't know what Nessie wants to come from this situation. That man ain't did nothing to her. In my opinion,
he's gonna end up losing the friendship she has with his girlfriend.
Oh, absolutely.
I forgot her name.
Absolutely. Imani. Yep. Something like that.
Imani.
Danielle Imani. That's her name. Danielle. If this man's wife stays neutral out of you and Lemire shit, why you can't extend the same respect? And Jeremy will tell you, I'm not somebody who dictate who my friends can be friends with.
True.
Some of my friends are absolutely cool with people that I necessarily don't care for. I do not run around giving ultimatums. Well, you're not really my friend because you friends with them. Ain't never did shit to me. We just don't gel. It just don't click. Life work like that. You ain't gonna get along with everybody that your friends get along with.
It do be like that sometimes.
Lemire ain't did shit to Nessie. And I hate when people do this. You making grown pussy decisions, and when they don't go your way, you come back and start acting like a kid again.
Come on, grown pussy decisions.
But he hurt my feelings. You didn't go to Lemire and say, hey, I want to start fucking with your homeboy. That's cool. We vibing a little bit. That's straight. No, you wouldn't have made that decision on your own. So I think it's fucked up to be tasking Lemire with being a middleman when he ain't have nothing to do with how this shit kicked off. That's between you and that nigga. And y'all was fucking for 4 months. This is a lot of energy over 4 months worth of dick. Give it a rest.
That 4 month dick keep them hoes sick.
It do something.
We'll get a vaccine, because this is ridiculous.
And a booster shot. We want you to get well. Shit.
Adrian, you're fucking ridiculous.
No, because this is a lot, and this is draining. And it's like Nelly was fucked up for how she approached the situation, getting involved with the situation. But I think her intent was she is in protective mode over Nessie, and I don't know why. I don't know if she's trying to fuck or not. I don't know.
That's the feeling I'm getting. It's some weird energy there. It's very fucking weird. It's very weird.
It's very overprotective. So
for somebody that you don't know like that. Mm-mm. Yeah, mm-mm. It's some not curling all the way over. And I'm not going to keep acting like it is.
So hopefully this little meeting was a scare enough for Nessie to get her shit together when it comes to this topic. Hopefully, but she need to sit on that lady couch.
Yeah, she need a reality check, because her sense of entitlement is driving me fucking insane. And I hate that, because it's really low-key giving me Rock vibes. She acting like the female version of Rock.
I can see that.
Like, it's over. It's done. And feeling like he should be closed out of a circle that he has been in, just like you've been in, because y'all are no longer together, is fucking wonky to me. Wanting to snatch an opportunity or opportunities away from somebody, especially because it didn't work out. Now, if this motherfucker was abusive and maybe it's some information we don't know, give us all the details so we could form that opinion. But as of now, Nessie, you are completely in the wrong for all of this. Lemire wasn't in the room while you was giving that little twangy, tangy ass tart pussy up. Your face always soured the fuck up. So why should he be involved in this now? He don't even involve himself when Ken discuss it. He told Ken, man, you cut that friendship shit out. It's not going to work out how you think it is. Stop. This is how you got to talk to your kids when you got to keep repeating yourself. What did I say? Stop. That's when your lips get real tight and shit and your teeth clenched. I said you better stop. I'm not going to say it again. Nessie, no.
Never say it again.
God damn. Bell Collective is something. Collective is something. Marie then came to season 3 with the worst BBL we'd ever fucking seen. BB smell. I know it smells crazy back there. I know it's stinking down there. With that booty do, it stink PU. Like,
all right.
I know that Faja stink, boy.
All right.
I'm so tired. Oh my God, boy. I know them undergarments is under hell.
Okay.
Like, what is you doing? Okay, y'all go. Get started. Let's go.
Adrian, what do you want to go? Because clearly, what do you want to say?
We got to go somewhere.
Yes, please save us, Frank.
My BB smell. Thrown off. I'm sorry. Let me try to get it
together. The BBL is going bad. Much like the strap.
All right.
Everything smell like rubber. Everything reminds me of her. Come on now. Oh, come on now. I ain't even do nothing that bad. Where we at? Okay. Cliff is a fucking weirdo. Cliff is a weirdo. This man is a weirdo and a fucking stalker, and nobody can make me believe he does not put his hands on that lady when the cameras is not there. He went and sat in the next booth over with some fucking stranger trying to eavesdrop on his wife's conversation with her friends.
I am glad that y'all had the words that I would have had last week. And I'm gonna say them again here. Cliff need his ass beat. I wish I could be the one to beat his ass. He's a fucking weirdo. He's abusive, both emotionally and physically. I agree with you, Candace. You're not finna convince me for a minute that man has not put his hands on Latrice. As a matter of fact, I feel that Latrice and production, the whole reason Joshua is even in the house is for protection, just in case Cliff puts his hands on Latrice. He need to be shot. I said it with my whole chest. Yeah. And fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
Because you are whole ass abusive and controlling. Go ahead, Ava.
I just, you know, a little bit mortified because I feel like, no, I don't feel like this. I know this, that when most people think of domestic violence and domestic abuse, they think of overtly aggressive, violent behavior all of the time, right?
Yeah.
When in actuality, that's not how it always looks.
Mm-hmm.
It can be passive aggressive, especially in front of people. What look like he might be pulling her to him is actually him yanking her and letting her know what's to come when they get by themselves and shit like that. It's little shit like that. Calling your wife a slew of bitches and shit in a parking lot and you think the camera's not rolling? And then for us to get to this episode and they just acting like it never fucking happened. That's what fucked me up.
Yeah, agreed. Like we didn't just see this literally the last episode. Like in my opinion, that's on production. Like, y'all see this, y'all know it. Y'all had enough balls to put it, you know, on in our faces last episode, do it again. Remind us of this motherfucker's behavior. Don't let it just sweep up under the rug. No, put it, remind us and let the put this nigga in the light that he wants to be by being a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't have did the scene. Like, oh, sis, I'm not doing this with you. Or I would have been Marlo in that scene. So we just not going to talk about what just happened? Or we skipping over this? Or what's going on? Like, we
remember they asked her. They was like, you and daddy, y'all back on good terms. She like, girl, we not talking about that next. Like, no. No,
we absolutely are going to talk about it. We absolutely are.
And again, this is my problem with Carlos King. You have all these requirements and expectations of reality shows that aren't yours, but we have literally witnessed this man yank this girl up, call her all type of bitches, and she in the green screen talk about we not talking about that. Yes, the fuck you are. It's in your contract.
We are absolutely not skirting around this.
Run, girl. Run, please.
That okay. Man gonna give you worms and beating up on and worms and a black eye. Mm-mm, gone, mm-mm, girl. Absolutely it's not that not. Serious. It ain't. It's not that serious.
It won't ever be. Shall not ever be. Tambra and Damon is not together. Can we all agree and move on?
That's right. That's a PR relationship.
I don't think they're together.
Girl, I forgot who they were.
Yeah.
Then exactly.
They're not together. She looks more intimately involved with her manager than she does with Damon. She gave Damon that weird ass side hug when he came to her place, but they supposed to be living together. He don't look like he live there. He don't look like he get comfortable. He comfortable there. None of his body language said, this is where I lay my head at night. Tambra is a liar and that shit gonna run me hot. I'm kind of in the same boat with Marie when it comes to that one. Like people who go out their way to volunteer lives and shit that you didn't ask for, that should have run you fucking hot because you could have just left me alone because I didn't ask none of this shit. Literally nobody gives a fuck about Tambra and Damon. She made him a thing last season when she kept lying about what they had going on. Literally nobody is checking for her and that nigga.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't care. We don't.
We as viewers don't care. The cast don't care. And when you have those two combinations of factors of people not caring, like we can move on to a different storyline.
While we're here then, So Gucci is becoming really unlikable to me really quickly. The way she spoke, well, I said it in our group chat first off. JJ don't have the relationship with his daughters that he would like to have us believe he does, because that baby announced her pregnancy and her marriage on Instagram before she told her father. There's a disconnect in that relationship because you don't do things like that to a present and accounted for father. There has always been some turmoil there. They tried to make us believe it was between the daughters. I wholeheartedly believe that his girls do not like So Gucci, and I understand why after the way she was speaking about that girl's baby shower. You did not come to that baby shower with the purest of intentions. You came to compete and compare and be nasty in regards to his ex-wife and your stepdaughter. That's some fuck bitch shit to me. I mean, it's okay, but I had my daughter sitting in a throne. Okay, and your daughter didn't even have a fucking car and a place to lay her head. She was pregnant at home. Or did you fucking forget that y'all had to buy the little bitch a car to put the car seat in? She had a car seat with no car.
A fashion show with no fashions.
And how is that your stepdaughter for all these years and you didn't help?
When you found out that she was pregnant, you didn't get with his ex-wife and be like, I really want to help. What does she need or nothing? There's a huge disconnect in those relationships. And it's not amongst the daughters, if we are to be honest. It's amongst the parents. Her kid don't get along with JJ and JJ's daughters don't get along with her. And I could tell because they both some messy fucking hens sitting up here talking down and shit. It wasn't all of that. And it wasn't this. It's a fucking baby shower. I don't like shit like that. If you mean spirited, stay the fuck home. Keep your gift and every fucking thing else.
Yeah. It just felt like an unnecessary competition.
Also, but what's this? Latrice ain't do shit wrong to So Gucci. I'm so sorry. Business is business. And I don't have to use you if you're not showing me you trying to get business done. You this bitch trying to do 80,000 things. She want to be a fitness coach. She want to be a real estate agent. She want to be the best baby shower planner in the world. She want to have the most crooked jaw. You got a lot of shit going on. You and that Bobby Brown jaw can eat shit. You're not going to make me feel bad for closing with an agent who did what you were supposed to do, but in half the amount of time. Business is business, baby.
Yeah, I didn't understand trying to make Latrice feel bad for So Gucci not being a good businesswoman.
Because my thing is, if you claiming to be the most sought-after real estate agent in Jackson, Mississippi, you should have had somebody with access to that building she bought on speed dial, right or wrong?
Right.
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 You got the keys to the city when it come to real estate. Where was your antennas when that deal was happening?
Well, apparently the doors is closed, I tell you what.
The property is sold, I tell you what.
What?
What's this hard on Marie got for Latrice again? What Latrice do to Marie that we don't know about yet? It's got to be something. She got too much anger on her chest when it come to Latrice, and I don't get it.
Marie got grandkids she's supposed to be helping raise. I don't get this. I feel like she's got bigger things in her life. You got a mama you trying to keep clean, a son that's a rapper, basketball, college student with 50-11 kids. One of the kids' mama is dead now. Like, it seems like you have a lot more stuff that you could be concentrating on versus
down to that shit BL that you got behind you.
And that nose.
Because I know it stank, that shit BL. You got too much going on. You running 87,000 methadone clinics. You a psychologist. You a psychiatrist. You a therapist. You in a community. You rocking. You swiveling your fucking neck to make them bobs move. You should have, your plate should be so full that you can't be focused on no fucking Latrice. Especially she a snake. She snapped you in your back. She a snake. Like, and what are you?
Right, because like you've been that from season one.
Like, it's just it's given pressed.
It's given I don't really have a storyline, or I'm not allowing the cameras to show that I have a storyline. So I need to make up something.
It's given annoying.
Oh wow, that just hit me. Everybody that don't want you really in their lives, where the mess really is, just kick up chaos and confusion with everybody else.
Because Marie's still married. We ain't seen her husband in how many seasons?
Since season one.
We don't know if she divorced or not.
We haven't seen him since season one.
But you got something to say about everything else and everybody else.
Funny how that works.
You called it, Adrian. Very easy to want to be in everybody else's business when you're trying to throw people off the beaten path of your business. I really hope that Josh means what he says and stays away from Latrice in that marriage. Because I'm so sorry. There is no way you could stand in my face and talk about one of my friends and my employees the way that that man talked about Josh to Latrice. Unprovoked. And he only did it because he's a gay man. And there would be no stigma, especially down there. There would be no conversation about how he interacted with him versus if he behaved that way with a woman, not his wife. Nobody gonna call him aggressive for how he was speaking about and talking about that man. And it was fucking aggressive, and it was mean, and it was verbally abusive, and so on and so forth. And she just stood there. No, you're not doing that. Not in my face. Mm-mm. But if somebody, you could give somebody all the keys. If they don't want to use them to unlock the door, ain't nothing you could do after that.
Yeah, that's my only thing with Josh. Is like, it's unfortunate.
All you can do is mind your business now.
Yeah, because, and that's my thing with Josh. Is like, I don't disagree with any of the shit he says, and I get it. Like, it sucks. It sucks seeing your friend or somebody you love go through that. Like, it sucks. It sucks like a motherfucker. But there's literally nothing you can do. Like you said, Candace, like, you can lead a horse to water. Or want to lead a horse to water all you want. But if that motherfucker don't want to drink, there is nothing you can do.
Nothing.
So the best thing you can do, especially considering it's not safe for you, it sucks, but you gotta fall back.
Yeah.
Go about your business and just be open for if she
decides that she wants to leave, because that is a tactic abusers will use, is to isolate her.
Yep. Because that's exactly what Claire's doing. Vocal
Josh. Yeah. Because her girl, I'm sure her girlfriends see that. And but probably, oh, well, would you rather cry in a Hyundai or Porsche? He got this, this, and that. This, I mean, this. But Josh is the only one confronting it.
Yeah.
So back up, but just be open to helping if she ever reaches out for help to leave the situation.
She is absolutely a prime example of looking for fatherly love, fatherly guidance, fatherly direction, and a romantic partner because you did not have a father figure. And Cliff has absolutely preyed on that. And I'm almost certain that for a good part of their marriage, he treated her like a child, held her hand through every decision, like she was his child.
Yep. And he still wants to do that.
But he still wants to do it, but now she's ready to come into her grown woman season.
And he's threatened by that.
He's threatened by it. I want to see more on this, honestly, because I believe it's a lot more going on in their marriage that they're refusing to talk about. And I feel like it's going to be coming out this season. However, I do take issue with Josh speaking on Latrice and her marriage to Aikisha. I think that's pretty shitty from what I see in the previews. That's certainly not how you going to get her to leave Cliff, by not being a safe space that she can trust.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
So,
because is she friends with Aikisha like that?
I don't think so. Not that I remember from last season.
Yeah.
Aikisha was introduced to the group. Who brought Aikisha to the group? Tambra, right?
Yeah, it was Tambra.
Yeah. So that's pretty shitty of him to do. But we do hope that Latrice remains safe and feels healthy and feels okay. We can tell you what your husband's actions look like, but we just hope that you are okay and you have everything you need to be okay. But if y'all are dealing with somebody that treats you like that, I'm not gonna mince words. You should run and run quickly. But yeah, best of luck, everybody. With that said,
hey, can I play the snow real quick?
Sure.
So Vanderpump Rules, this first part of this reunion was good as fuck. They were on Tom Sandoval's ass. Like, he tried to come and apologize and start like breaking down crying, and they jumped on him like, nah, you not finna be the victim. You did this. Like, it was good. Like, the cast members, it was interesting seeing the cast members dynamic with Lisa now, because at one time they would kind of defer to her and what she was saying. But this reunion, no, like Lala was calling Sandoval dangerous. And she's like, well, you really can't say that. And she's like, well, you can't tell me what my opinion is going to be. And she's like, well, I'm allowed to give my opinion then also. She's like, you are, but I reject it. He's dangerous. Like, they were not fucking around on this reunion at all. Amen. At all. It was so good.
Come on, I reject messy. It.
So messy.
Well, good. How many parts is the reunion? 3?
You know what? I don't know how many. I feel like it's 2. I feel like it might just be 2, even though they got enough mess for 3. Just this affair alone is just mess. She's out in a trailer because she has a restraining order against another cast member. So she has to be in a trailer 100 feet away from the cast member. Like, it's mess. Them white folks in some mess. Mm.
Ooh, well, best of luck, everybody. We'll be back next week. You can play in it next week too. You might as well give us part 2 of the reunion.
Okay.
Shit. So we here.
Look forward to playing in the snow.
Absolutely. But with that said, we are out. Enjoy your holiday. Get some rest, relax, and stay off people's nerves. Peace, niggas.
Peace.
Bye.